What is going on, everybody?
Welcome to the Morning Cup. I am Tristan.
I'm Jackson.
And we have a little bit of an update with the formatting of the show. Today, we're going to do some announcements, some talking, some chit-chatting before we get into tasting. So today, let's talk a little bit about what happened the past couple months in this past weekend with events around town and Battle Creek. First, we had an amazing, amazing drag show here at Cafe Riga Club Cafe. Club was going up. Sasha Ebanks definitely brought it.
And it was a sellout. Sold out the venue.
So that is amazing. We are super excited. It was a benefit for BC Pride. And hopefully they got a lot of donations. I know we donated all of the tickets, the door, to them. So really, really glad that we were able to help out on that. The Spring in the Arts was this weekend, and we had an art show. Jack, how was the art show? You were there.
The art show was pretty busy. We had TT, Duncan, Zeb, and their friend Jeff had exhibits here. We were pretty busy for being all the way on the east end. I have to admit, all of the other now granted, I was gone before, or I worked the whole thing, so I didn't know, but I did hear we were one of the busiest places on the block.
Yeah, I went around Spring of the Arts. For you guys that don't know, Spring of the Arts is an annual affair put on by the Battle Creek Chamber of Commerce. In downtown Battle Creek, where they team up with artists, local businesses, and they put the artist in the people's locations and kind of let everybody showcase their work. We worked with TT, Zeb, and Duncan to get a nice little art show going, and their art is up until August here at Cafe Rica. Pretty cool. A lot of sketches, I think, or sketch-like art. It's really, really nice. So if you haven't yet, come check it out.
TT was telling me a lot of hers are like transposed on the paper, like pictures in film, like when you develop it in a dark room. But hers were sketches that she transposed onto print.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool stuff. Check it out. Check out the artist statement. It was really, really nice. We got a lot of feedback from the artists in general that it was a nice showing of artists and a nice gathering of artists to give that art community somewhere to thrive, which is something that we've been hearing from the local artists that isn't quite here yet. It's a lot of people are working on gathering people in the art community to give them that space and time. So glad we could be a part of that as well. Also, this past Wednesday, we didn't bring it in the office, but this past Wednesday, we were at the Business Excellence Award show, also put on by the Chamber of Commerce. And can we get a drum roll? And Jack, who is the winner of Small Business of the Year?
We actually won. We took home the Small Business of the Year 2022 in the Battle Creek area. So the way it worked is somebody had to nominate us. I don't know. We don't know who it was.
Nope.
It could be a community member, a chamber member, someone in the chamber. They just nominate the business. And then I'm assuming the chamber puts together like a package, like an awards package for them. And they send it to a blind committee of three other national chamber members that don't know anybody who is listed. They're not from Battle Creek or Michigan, even.
Yeah.
They were just different folks from all around the country, and they do like a blind panel vote, and they awarded us with Small Business of the Year 2022.
Yeah, and we also want to give congratulations to Bread and Basket for the Startup of the Year as well. They are amazing. Tiffany's amazing. Down the street from us. So congratulations to Bread and Basket and Tiffany Blackman. I just want to say thank you to everybody that has supported us. And realistically, the customers, the guests, and our employees are the reason why we get this prestigious award.
Yeah, Tristan and I can only do so much. We're only two people. We would not be able to do nearly any of these things, or even this, what we're doing right now, if it weren't for our great employees, and we're very appreciative of them.
Yeah, so thank you to everyone that works at Cafrica. You guys are amazing.
Yeah, I think next on the docket is what is coming up in the Battle Creek area.
Yeah, there is a lot. Well, one last recap. Skywalk happened this weekend as well. It was amazing. Shout out to Black Sheep for putting on an amazing event over in a unique venue. It was down at the 80 West Michigan parking garage, third floor. It was super, super awesome. James V, everybody associated with Black Sheep, BC Mams, Penetrator Events. Awesome, awesome work. It was amazing. Great vibes, great people, a lot of dancing, everybody just getting the groove on, so shout out to them as well. But yes, upcoming events. This Wednesday, Ignite BC is hosting a meetup at Hand Map, 5:30 to 7:30. Come Ignite local businesses. We also got Pride Fest week coming up in July, and to tandem that, the pageant, Pride Pageant is this Friday, I think, the 27th. Yeah, Saturday, maybe?
Saturday, I believe.
27th. We got the Juneteenth and TRHT Health Equity Expo going down on June 18th. So go out and check those events out. We also have another drag show coming July 23rd here. Club Cafe going up again.
It's going to be a Saturday night.
Saturday night. Guarantee it's going to be a sellout. Buy your tickets early. Buy them often.
We will have we will be giving y'all ways on how to buy those soon. And I just want to make sure you reserve your spot, because the seats are going to go quick, because it's a good show.
Also, June 17th, we're igniting the Dog House over at C.O. Brown Stadium. And I believe it's MCU, or no.
The MCU Party Deck?
No, it's a Budweiser Party Deck, but it's MCU. Marshall Community Federal Credit Union field or something like that. They just sponsor that field. So come on down then. See us there.
To watch the Battle Jacks.
Playing the Kalamazoo Growlers Cross City Rivalry. It's going to be lit. Heard there's going to be a DJ on the patio. Not 100% sure, but come find out. And not to mention some things that occur more frequently. Every Wednesday, the farmer's market's going down in downtown Battle Creek.
That's at Festival Market Square over there by Kellogg Arena.
Yeah. Ignore the construction.
Almost done.
Almost done. It's
all the destruction.
Destruction. But it's going to still allow people to use Festival Market Square. So don't be afraid to check it out. Also,
I think kind of rolling into that,
yeah,
we have something new that we've start doing on the last Sunday of every month, right?
Yes, beginning in May. So this weekend, this Sunday, we're going to have our first Breaking Bread Bazaar.
And what is a bazaar, you might ask? So it is basically an open-air market where vendors can come in and sell their wares.
Yes, so we will have artisan makers from food to candles to clothing to specialty coffee coming down. Where is it going to be at?
Right in front of our shop at 62 East Michigan Avenue, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Yes. So this space is going to create a nice, vibrant location for these makers to make or to sell their products that they make. And also, it will be from 9 to 2 Sunday, this Sunday, and then last Sunday of every month, continuing that until September.
There's going to be live music, right?
Live music, yes. This month, Sam Luna will be performing. We will also have other artists performing every time at the bazaar. Also, why are we doing this?
I think we're doing this because one of our main missions of even doing our first podcast, Drinks Los Hermanos, was to spread awareness about other local businesses. and just people in this area trying to make a difference or just trying to do things that they love. And so we've kind of got away from the Drinks and Lows Hermanos format of our podcast.
Yeah.
And we were still just kind of brainstorming ways to do a few things. A, still highlight those people and show what kind of talented individuals we have here in Battle Creek. Secondly, it is a way to still get some activity downtown on Sundays. There's very few businesses down here that are even open on Sundays. And we thrive down here on Sundays.
Absolutely.
And
busiest day of the week.
Yes, it's busiest day of the week. And so we thought that what we could do is kind of take from that, set up some people out front of our shop that may not have that kind of audience that we bring down here on Sundays, and expose our customers, our guests, to some new vendors. And that should just be good for everybody, because who doesn't like handmade candles?
I sure do.
Or farm fresh produce.
Absolutely.
So it's a win-win for everybody. We got some new vendors that we can highlight. We can give them a little bit more of exposure to a customer base that they may or may not have access to. And we're actually kind of, we're looking at it as we're kind of giving our guests a service.
Yeah.
By letting them do other things downtown, or even bringing them some awareness of vendors they don't know about.
Yeah. And also we get to act as a community, and those vendors also have customers that probably have never been downtown on a Sunday that they can get exposed to us. So it is a big communal project. We're hoping to expand this over the years into an amazing destination marketplace, such as the one in the Kalamazoo Farmers Market and Eastern Market over in Detroit. So,
yeah, I mean, open air markets are all over the place in the country, and we just think it'd really be an amazing thing for Battle Creek to have one.
Yeah, these vendors are local. They're people in your community. Come out, support. Also,
they could even be you.
They could be you. Send us your information at info@getcaferica.com, and we'll get you the vendor's application. No charge. It's free. Just send in your application. Get a hold of us. That'll be awesome. Also, the people that are putting on are Breaking Bread, Cafe Rica, with the help from JPG. Music and music sound system is provided by Black Sheep and the Music Center of Battle Creek. So,
I believe the Downtown Development.
And Downtown Development is helping out John Hart and his team, putting on some great resources for us to use. So come experience the Breaking Bread Bazaar last Sunday of every month from May until August. All right, let's get into the tasting. So today we are trying out, can you grab that bag, Jack? Some Strange Matters coffee from Lansing, Michigan. Beautiful bag, very colorful, very vibrant. Today it is their Strange Matter blend. It is, I guess, a single, or no, it's a blend. So doesn't say an origin or origins on it, but we will try to guess what it is. A little info on them. They're a business of artisan coffee and baked goods. In 2014 was when they first got their location, but they started out as a coffee stand on the east side's Allen Street Farmers Market in Lansing. They started out with 4 employees, and now they have over 20 and 2 locations. So that's pretty awesome. Their first location was very small, 20 seats only. Their founder is Cara Nader. She started the business with over 10 years of coffee experience as a manager, trainer, regional barista competitor, and was also the Great Lakes Barista Guild's chapter representative. She's a world traveler and just wants nothing more than to provide the people of Lansing an excellent beverage and baked goods. This is a quote from her. "Coffee and baking are science. We have to understand the variables that affect coffee extraction and baking and control the variables." They're pretty cool. I've been to them. Chad actually bought this bag for us to try.
think didn't we go up there when we went to the
Making in Michigan?
Making in Michigan Expo, Food Expo. Yeah.
Yeah, we did. They were pretty good. I think that was, we had a cold brew.
Yeah, they had a New Orleans cold brew that I really liked.
Really, really good. Like I said, they've been around for a long time. Fun fact, I believe we tried to sell them coffee and they blocked us on Instagram way back in the day. I want to apologize. That was inconsiderate of us. We were trying to hustle.
Bootstrapping.
Bootstrapping. So I would love to meet Kara. That'd be awesome. Build that community in Michigan for specialty coffee and beverages and baked goods. It's a really cool place. Check it out. It's in downtown Lansing is the one of them. And then there's another one on Michigan Avenue, not too far away from that, in between East Lansing and Lansing. And it's right by the capital of Lansing. That's the one we went to. And I don't know if you guys have been to downtown Lansing lately, but it's pretty popping, pretty cool. They've done a lot of redevelopment, and it's been cool to see over the last couple of years. But let's get into the tasting in our brand new mugs that are also for sale in the shop or online. So, Jack, go ahead and give us your first sip. Let's see if Jack can guess the notes.
It's not as hot as I prefer, but that's because we had some technical difficulties setting up.
Yes, we did, but we figured it out.
We prevailed.
We prevailed. It's even though it's not hot, it's a little above lukewarm. I still think it's very delicious.
So they don't list an origin on there. It's a blend. Strange Matter blend, correct?
That is correct, yep.
I would have to take a leap and just say this is their like go-to drip brew.
I would assume.
I would have to. Like, I'm just guessing. Based on the flavors that I'm getting, I would be led to assume that it's mostly, the majority of the blend is probably a Central American.
Yeah.
You're getting a little bit nutty, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of got a dry finish, like a pecan.
Ooh.
That's my biggest, that's how I can, I mean, besides how pecans taste, they leave a dry aftertaste in your mouth. So that's like, to me, looking at the flavor wheel, that's how I relate to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do that with the citrus lot too, because like grapefruits kind of do the same thing.
Yeah, they have a very similar, I think citrus has more of that kind of juicy dryness, where the nuts give that really, really dry, like dry taste.
Something just attacked my eyeball. I'm sorry. I get a little bit of sweetness.
I get a little citrusy.
A touch of citrus, maybe like a lemon or a lime, if I had to be anything. Just kind of, I'll probably go with lemon. I'm getting that kind of like little semi like sweet sour acidity.
Yeah. It's definitely got a chocolatey finish to it.
Finish is bright though.
Yeah.
Like
it's smooth.
It's not a like a bitter finish. It's a bright.
Yeah, my mouth is not overly dry.
No. And I guess so, like when I say bright, I kind of mean a little bit of acidic finish to it. It's not a bitter, like acidic and bitter are two distinctly different flavor profiles, and they affect your like palate differently. So I don't really get any bitterness at all.
No, this is very, very
nice. It's a very smooth blend. And that's the goal with the blend. You want a very drinkable, delicious, reliable coffee. And so that's another reason why a blend is a good thing to have for your like standard drip that you serve every day. And this is because of a couple of things. This is used in multiple different things too. Like if another common blend that producers do is in alcohols.
Mm-hmm.
So like you can go get a fancy single origin small batch bourbon. And each batch can taste different because it's an ag product. So, you know, the corn is going to have a different flavor every year because it's a new crop.
It may rain that a lot more that year.
Could rain more, could rain less, could just be more humid all year. et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Same with coffee. You get a blend, you can hide the imperfections of the different varieties, different crop rotations, all of that stuff by blending it together and getting a consistent taste out of it. Yeah. So when you see single origin on a bag, you know it's from one producer, from one farm. You get single origin from, or you get a blend. It could be any different varieties of coffee. Like, so this one, we're guessing it's Central American. It might not always be. It might be a blend of a Central American coffee and a
African.
We don't know. But also, you don't, shoehorn yourself into a specific, like a Guatemalan.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a Costa Rican one year. It could be a Guatemalan. It could be a Mexican. Yeah.
You could have a South American. It could
be a Honduran. You could use any coffee that has that general profile, and that helps with sourcing too, because different coffee, like
different crop cycles.
Yeah, some countries have two harvest cycles. Some only have one.
Most have one.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have a lot harder time getting a consistent blend if you're sticking, or taste, I guess, not a blend, a profile, if you're sticking to a single origin, because A, like Jack said, from year to year, from plot to plot, it could be different. And so with a blend, you're following a more of a profile and getting in that general region to get it to taste well. It's going to, like Jack said, easier on sourcing, because you don't have to get a Natty Yerg.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be hyper specific. It can be just a Central American.
Yeah. I would probably say, from my experiences, might be a Colombian too. Colombians tend to have a nice sweet flavor to it.
A little bit more depth of flavor.
Yeah. Guatemalans are nutty, so it could be a Colombian, Guatemalan, or a Costa Rican, Brazilian, one of those two. Because Costa Ricans will have that sweeter chocolatey taste, while Colombians will have maybe a little bit more of a berrier taste. And Brazils and Guatemalans will have that nutty flavor. So it could be a mixture of all of them.
Could be.
Are you ready to figure out if you were close?
Yeah.
All right. So the flavor profile on Strange Manor Coffee's blend is bittersweet chocolate, toasted marshmallow.
That's a sweetness there, yeah. Well, a little like the carbony sweetness.
Yeah. Burnt. Candied oranges and pralines. So Jack was right with the pecan. Got it right on the head. It does have a sweetness to it. It is a little bit toasty, and then it's got a very strong chocolate base. Very, very good. This, honestly, is like top tier, I think.
This is, so a lot of these coffees we drink are very good, but they're not what I would call everyday drinkers, because they're just a little out there.
Yeah.
They have a super strong flavor, or there's just like one little thing about them that's not something that you want to drink every day, right?
This was roasted at the end of April too.
Right. Yeah. So less than a month ago.
Yeah. Man, first time sniffing it. It is very, very, very good. Definitely has a, I would say a Colombian coffee in there. It's got that kind of depth to it. Guatemalans smell a little more stale. It's they're like the Canadian whiskey of coffee
to me. It's got a little bit of a anise smell to it.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of like black licorice. Not a ton.
All right.
Not like an objectionable amount.
So 0 to 10 sniffs. No sevens.
Sniffs?
I'm going to give mine
8.2.
Yeah, I was going to 8.25. All right.
I'll go with 8.25. I'm good with that.
All right. 8.25 out of 10 on the sniffs. Let's get to the taste. 0 out of 10. No sevens. I'm also going to give that an 8.25. No, 8.5. This is a very, very good coffee. It is solid. It's got brightness to it. It's not overly chocolate, overly dark. It's got some sweetness to it. It's got some fruitiness, and then it's got that it really takes you on the full roller coaster, what you're looking for in a coffee. You got the sour, you got the sweet, you got the bitter.
Yeah, we've discussed that before, where you want those three flavors, right? You want the bitter, the sweet, and the sour.
Yep.
Well, I said there's not a lot of bitter. It's coffee, so there's going to be bitter, but it's
at the back end.
There's not an objectionable amount of bitterness, which is very good. I'm going to go ahead and give it, I don't want to just match up, but I mean, 8.5 is pretty dead on the money.
Yeah, this is a solid coffee. And not to mention, the drinkability is also, a lot of times I feel like we get into like high-end coffees that taste really, really good. The drinkability is not always there.
Because they're pricey, because the coffee's expensive.
Pricey, it's maybe too sour or too bright and too different that maybe I don't want to try that all day, right? So this definitely has the capability to be drank every day throughout the day. I'm going to have to give this one a 9 out of 10.
I'm looking up the price real quick.
Okay.
Starting at $16 to $84.
What's the lowest price? This is a 12-ounce.
12
bag.
Ounce. $16.
Yeah, $16. That's pretty solid for specialty coffee. So
9 out of 10.
This is a good coffee. And I just like how they started, where they're from, what they're doing. The branding looks really great.
Well, and like, so some of them, you know, there's a high price, and then you can't really find anything about them to really give you the reason why it's so high, right? Like, this has a story on the back. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different ways to brew this.
Yeah.
They give you their 1:17 ratio, just like us.
Mm. Good ratio.
Roasted in Lansing, Michigan. And I like their packaging. And it's just a really good, everything about it is very good. So yeah, 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Excellent work. Getting the final tally. 8.6 out of 10 is the final on this coffee. Excellent, excellent work. I want to say that breaches the top 5. Possibly. It's a very high number. I have it somewhere. There it is. All righty. Top 10. It is just broke into the top 10 at tied for 8. Actually tied for 6, because it's with Madcap, 616 Blend, and Third Coast, which I want to read.
And
Makina. So
Peruvian.
It's tied for 6th.
Yeah, tied for 6th.
So, yeah, almost top 5. Very, very great coffee. Really, yeah, it's solid.
We'll have to figure out what those Madcap blends are now, because I know they're rebranded and changed names.
Yeah, I would love to redo another one with those. But, yeah, so that is this week's Morning Cup. Don't know how often we're going to do it, but we want to give a little bit more of a talk show kind of feel to it.
We're going
to
do it as much as we can.
Yeah.
As always, we've had a hellacious beginning to the year.
Yeah.
It's been real busy, and we've been we've been doing things like the bazaar and doing drag shows and art shows, and we've been really trying to up our in-shop experience. Absolutely. So that's taken away from a little bit of these things that we like to do. Just had some life, you know.
Yeah. Also, check out these new bags that we got. Brand new branding, just hopped in. Cafe Rica Green. Ooh,
brand new bags. Just hopped in.
Check those out online or in shop. Maybe possibly coming to a store near you. Yeah. Check out Horrocks, La Familia Cafe in Kalamazoo, the C stores in Battle Creek, and the Milton.
So quickly about these bags. All of the bags are going to be the same. So you roll up in shop or anywhere these might be. These bags will look the same. The way to tell what is different is on this label right here. This is La Rosa. It's red. It's got a beautiful rose on it. Right up here, we have the roast level. And this, La Rosa, single origin from one farm in Costa Rica. And we have our flavor profile right there. So that is how you can tell the difference if you need to.
All right.
Boom.
We'll see you later.
Take it easy.